Hey, Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brewed, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There, we're freaking Casey out here. He's talking to himself here in the studios at CKUW. Welcome, Elliott Brewed.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to finally get you guys down here.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Now, it's taken
drove
a while, actually.
Yeah, all the way from Thunder Bay today?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's
pretty usual.
7 hours.
Yeah. Did you stop in Kenora for chips or anything?
Always. There's a place in Kenora that we love. I always buy something there.
Hats and gloves and chips and
children.
It's a good, nice place, just off the highway.
There's a great junk store there where Fred Eaglesmith shops regularly.
Oh yeah, ours is kind of just off the highway, but actually we usually stop in Ignace at the Wayfair as well. We've now got spots where we usually actually do stop, and at regular spots now, I guess, where specific food items can be had.
Where we like to eat and where we like to stop. Ignace is pretty good too.
So you're on the road with another one of these big time entertainment biz tours here, the Cor Blund Show tomorrow night at, it's officially the Garrick Theater now. I was talking to somebody. The place you're playing tomorrow night, every show that's happened there over the last, I don't know, 3-4 months, it's been called something different each time.
Really?
And it's been driving people insane.
I thought it was a hotel lobby or something is what I'm gathering from this. I don't know what it is. Exactly.
Well, see, it's owned by a hotel, so they have to throw Ramada in there. Or they think they have to anyways, and they don't really, but it's like around the corner, so people hear that and they get confused and they go to the wrong building, and it's just a mess. Oh. But a long time ago, it used to be the Garrick Theater, it used to be a movie house, and they're going to call it that again and save everybody the trouble.
Oh, nice. Because I was thinking it was actually more in what, like, where you would actually, I don't know.
The wall
have,
dividers
like, meetings,
come out of a conference room
or something. Yeah. Like a big conference room, and I'm like, well, okay, well, whatever.
It doesn't sound much like a music room.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll
write
our PowerPoint presentation just in case we're ready.
This is what we'll do when we start playing.
So who's more fun to tour with, Corb or Wilco?
Well, we have a good...
We really get along well with Corb.
Yeah, we have a lot in common, I think, you know. We just got along right away.
Yeah.
And, of course, I mean, the guys in Wilco are amazing as well, but they're seasoned, and they have a tour bus and an agenda and cell phones and, you know, a lot going on for themselves. So,
I have a cell phone.
Nice guys. And we get to play in the Burton Cummings Theater.
Both bands are really, really nice to tour with, but I think just more on a personal level where you can actually be, it's like where we know Grant. And we've started to get to know everybody actually in the band, where you actually feel a lot more comfortable that way when we're just hanging out. And you can hang out and do stuff afterwards as well, and you feel comfortable doing that. That's pretty good. It's pretty fun. Yeah.
What about the audiences? It's got to be a little different, though, I guess, huh?
It is definitely. We know that we're playing for different audiences, that's for sure. We're not seeing a lot of the old familiar faces. There's a lot of... I didn't know that there was that many cowboys in Ontario, for one thing. We didn't know that there was... But when you think about it, there really are. But, I mean, a lot of Corpse Crowd... A big section of it are older, a lot more kind of, I guess, mature audience, but they don't act that mature when the drinking starts. The crowd, they've been unruly country crowds. There's been some crazy participation. But
cowboy mosh pits.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's kind of a term I never thought would happen. But
wow.
But fun crowds, for sure. I mean, we've been received pretty well. We've had a good time, you know, playing to new people and stuff. So
well, that's great.
It's been a blast, for sure.
Well, it was a treat to see you with Wilco. I mean, you went over, you're just huge here at the old Burton Cummings there.
That was crazy. Well, we had
a great
stuff for our set, which was like, what? So, yeah,
well, kind of fun. And last time you were through it, times changed. You pretty much couldn't breathe in that place.
Yeah.
The next time you guys are through on your own, do you think it's time to step up as far as venue
not.
Goes?
We love time change.
It's one of the best places in Canada for us. Like it's just fits.
Hopefully,
well.
Maybe we can stick around for a couple of days and then we can enjoy the city a bit more. Maybe, but it's going to be hard to if the word is move past the time change because it's such a great music venue and it's almost the first kind of home. We feel really at home when we get to Winnipeg because of the way that John treats us and the way that the crowd there has been to us. So, I don't know. Hopefully we can stick around and play there more.
Maybe we can do like one show there and one show another place just so that we can kind of keep going back there. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Because then we can kind of stick in, you know, in Winnipeg a bit longer and like hang out.
Hey.
You know, into that.
I'm all for that.
That'd be good.
But it's, times change. It's a great thing because for the first time in years, there's actually a scene in this town because of that club.
And that's it's well deserved. I mean, there's a lot of amazing music, you know, and musicians coming from the town. And it, for us, it's now a major stop. The first time through, we didn't know what to expect, and it's we now look forward to it. And we often have to apologize to Regina for the shape we're in after a Winnipeg tonight. So when we get there, things can get, you know.
Funny, that's always a fun night. That scene too extends, like, say we were, say, in Calgary, for example, this summer, and we were hanging out with Romy Mays, or, you know, and Grant, too, from Cor Blond, is kind of an institution there. And the Perpetrators,
D-Rangers, it's endless, right?
Yeah, and you meet them all over the country, and we've met them all through the Times Change, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're a bunch of characters, for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, now the last time you're playing there, you're talking now, I'm not sure if you're serious or not, about learning the Neil Young's Big Winnipeg song.
I used to play it, actually. I just haven't played it in a long time. Don't be denied.
Yeah. Living with War? Oh, no. Sorry.
Is that the... Don't need no more lies.
Don't get us started on
We've been listening to the new record.
I was going to ask you, what do you think of the new record?
I've listened to it. I put it in even while you guys were sleeping. And some of the lyrics... Like, only Neil Young can get away with some of the stuff that he... Like, the word diarrhea is actually in the song. And it rhymes with something. It's... I don't...
Well, he's talking about commercials and saying, like, these are all the side effects to all these drugs. And he's like, I don't want no more diarrhea.
I think, personally, on a technical level, we all agree the drums are too loud on the record. But Snare's there's some really nice guitar work in there. So,
Chad Cromwell, good drummer, but whoa, what's but up?
When we originally asked the guy in the Netherlands, we asked, like, we hadn't heard the record, and we asked him, what do you think of the new record? And he said, with a broken English, it's not the one we have been waiting for. It's not the chosen one, I guess.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I was in the middle of a conversation with a couple of guys here in town about the record, and one guy said he loved it so much he masturbates to it, and the other guy said he hates it so much Neil's dead to him now.
Oh, come on.
But
isn't that every Neil Young record?
Pretty much.
Well, there's certain ones. I mean, obviously, but I mean, like, that it's that love-hate thing.
We can face it. I mean, Living with War is no Landing on Water. Let's
just... I bought Landing on Water, and then I, like, had some people over after we went out drinking, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to put on Landing on Water, listen to it. I got so upset I took it and threw it down my stairwell. So it's like you can love and hate a lot of his stuff, so I think that's a good thing.
My only problem with this thing is that it should have come out 3 years ago, you know. It's it's at this point it's pretty safe to put this record out.
It's well more than agreed with, I guess, by a lot of people now, but
preaching to the converted.
But it's decent. What we should play something from it. What your pick?
Casey's pick.
I like Shock and Awe myself. That's one of my favorite ones because it has the Mission Accomplished line in it.
Right.
Yeah.
That one. That's a basic one. And I like the guitar.
And then it also has Bush talking in the background, talking about all the stuff, little clips.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Oh, you know, well, of course, I should have put it in the CD that'll actually work. We'll do that. And then I'm gonna fire up my website here, and I'll show you the big picture of me and Neil together.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we're you can see that yourself. It's at www.twangtrust.ca. See Stu hang out with all the celebs. from Living with War, Mr. Neil Young, and Shock and Awe. Pick from Elliot Brood, who are in town and in the house here at CKW on the Twang Trust.
Hello again.
Hi. So, we were just talking about Neil, and of course he was just through town not too long ago with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and that whole crew, and I just couldn't stomach paying the big bucks for the show, thinking that you're only paying for, you know, a quarter of the show. But then it turns out it was basically his band, and he played half this record, and it was pretty great. So I'm sort of kicking myself now, but still, it was like $200 or something. Would you pay $200 to see him?
If I had it, I would consider it, but I'm not even close to
that. That's a lot of money.
Like, The Who is playing here next Tuesday. And there's another one. Like, I was looking up on Ticketmaster. You can actually still get sixth row. But it's going to cost you $225.
Is this their final concert?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I was just sure.
The farewell to the farewell tour.
Exactly. I saw them on their very first farewell tour. I was their first last tour. It was quite exciting. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can stomach it for...
It's going to have to be for this. Sorry, we're looking through CDs right now, and we just came across the Sadie's new... Volume 1, and obviously something's going to come off of this one.
Yeah, well, the Sadie, they're coming through in about a month or so with Greg Keeler, actually.
It's going to be good.
Which is pretty cool. Now, you guys are from Toronto. Now, I'm wondering, you know, you've got a bit of acclaim behind you. Have you made it up to the Blue Rodeo Mafia yet?
What's the Blue Rodeo Mafia?
The Mafia? Oh my God.
Are they going to take us out back and shoot us or something?
We got to open for them four dates, I guess.
Well, that's the big thing, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I find, now I don't know because I'm not actually in any of these things, but it seems like the root scene in Canada is a little cliquey, but Blue Rodeo seems to have like the, you know, they're like the Tony Soprano of the country.
Been doing it a long time.
Funny. Yeah.
Been successful.
Throw me a bone here. Yeah.
But, you know, you got them. You got the Sadies. And well, I guess Kathleen Edwards is in there now. And
Justin's open. Justin Rutledge is going to be opening for
Jim. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. Well, I know they're all really nice guys. It was kind of really neat to meet them all and to be able to kind of share a stage with them. But I don't know. Is there musical cliques? I suppose it's possible.
I don't know. I'm not aware.
I have a theory that Basil Donovan is like the what's that guy's the movie I'm thinking of? The Kaiser Soze of of the root scene.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to
the Usual Suspects.
Yeah. I mean, he's such an unassuming guy, but he's like everywhere.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He's the guy behind Everybody's Power.
Yeah.
Got some old country for you here. Yeah, but well, if there's any, the Sadies Club would be nice to be in. I like, you know, being mentioned in the same breath as those guys. They're outstanding. I was at the first show for this, and it was just mind blowing. It was amazing.
It's supposed to be my ticket.
Go, so I got to take his ticket, which was nice. So I actually haven't heard this new record yet. So it would be nice.
Well, hey, we should hear something from it then.
Sure.
What do you want to hear?
I'll let you guys pick one, but I would suggest number 10. That's the higher
number 10. That's a good call.
That was one of the highlights of the show.
I think it's number 10 on disc 1.
Number 10.
Where are they playing in town here?
The Pyramid.
Oh yeah.
They've been playing there ever for years and years. Yeah. It's sort of their home here.
Oh, right on.
I remember the first time I saw them. I guess it was the very first time they played here. There might have been a dozen people in the place. So they had a few more people than you guys on your first time through.
We're not too far back.
Not too far. But here they are. This is from the Live in Concert, Volume 1. And what's this number we're going to hear?
Power.
Ah, yes.
Classic.
Here it comes, kids. Oh. See, I did this again. I got to do this. Here we go.
You guys all set?
Burning seems to overcome. There's a higher power, the faithful and refuses none. There's a higher power than wise men to help you through. There's a higher power, a reckless pilgrimness like you. There's a higher power, so sing and shout it while you're talking. There's a higher power, a nearness over Jesus' body. There's a higher power, amen, amen. There's a higher power, amen, amen. There's a higher power. Mm-hmm.
said.
There's a higher power.
You need not fear the works of man.
There's a higher power.
Believe in him who rests on high.
There's a higher power.
Unless you do, you'll surely die.
There's a higher power.
So sing and shout it while you're talking.
There's a higher power.
Lay near this hope of Jesus' body.
There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 There's a higher power.
Well, men have built these mighty guns.
There's a higher power.
They built these automobiles that run.
There's a higher power.
But brothers and sisters, mark this down.
There's a higher power.
They can build you no heavenly crown.
There's a higher power.
So sing and shout it while you're talking.
There's a higher power.
They can hear so good Jesus' body.
There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the bright Sebagos. He's got to catch the boat to make Harmontine. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big truck rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Hey folks, this is Alejandro Escobedo from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
There was a guy from PEI they used to call Potato. He met this young Leamington, Ontario tomato. But he had eyes for other girls and she was a little mushy. So they said, well, let's get wed, there's no sense being fussy. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. Well, he went down to Windsor Town to buy a ring on Monday. Saturday they said, okay, we'll cut the cake on Sunday. But Sunday came and what a shame, they had no one to fetch it. Without a cake they just sat and ate potato chips and ketchup. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup, ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. And so this guy from PEI, they used to call Potato. He's got two boys and a little girl, two spuds and one tomato. They romp and run around Leamington, and boy, when they get hungry, the bottle drips all over the chips way down in the ketchup country. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup, ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes.
Ah, there he is, Stompa Tom. From what album is that from?
That's from Bud the Spud. Or, well, it's called Stompa Tom Comics. No, I think it's called Bud the Spud.
Yeah.
We heard a double shot of Tom there. That and...
The ketchup song.
The ketchup song, yes.
Potato-themed.
You guys are from the land of ketchup, I hear.
The ketchup land. What do they call it? Yeah, the land of ketchup.
Land of ketchup.
Yeah. Actually, from the area.
We just played the place where you wrote Sudbury Saturday Night, the townhouse in Sudbury. Yeah.
So they told us.
So they told us.
But that was one of those clubs we all feel like is a rite of passage to sleep in the townhouse. And any traveling bands that are listening or know of the place, they know exactly what we're talking about. And Steve's been there before, but it's kind of this club that we had never really, well, we'd never played it before. We never even stopped in Sudbury. We had never stopped there before, and it's just, I hope we get to go back. It's a good place.
Yeah. Now, do you guys, do you have day jobs that you're taking off to do this sort of stuff from still?
We're truck drivers now, really.
Yeah. That's right.
I think of moonlighting, and yeah, it's starting to deliver stuff for people. So if you guys here in Winnipeg need anything sent to Toronto or over to Alberta, maybe we can work out a deal.
Yeah. No, when I was talking to Stephen a while back, he mentioned that you, Mark, are a film editor of some renown.
Oh, I guess, yes.
Are we familiar with any of your work?
I don't know. It's been on History Channel, National Geographic, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've done like documentaries for that, yeah. Edited those ones. But I haven't really had... We haven't had much time. I mean, like, we were just talking about it, like, it's almost a year now. Like, October 4th is going to be a year where we, you know, released Ambassador, and we really haven't stopped, haven't really worked. We've been kind of, like, just touring nonstop.
Yeah, I know. You were down at South by Southwest this year, weren't you?
We were, yeah.
Was it worth your while? Did anything come of it? Was it a big deal?
Yeah, actually, it was, for us, you know, sometimes you play to people and sometimes you don't. You don't even know who you're playing for. But it worked out really well that we had this guy who was, he is a distributor in Europe. And they saw us play, and then all of a sudden they're like, this is a great album, we're pushing it. And they pushed it in stores, and it was like, you know, the Can't Lose album that they put on. And we're like, that's amazing. Like,
no risk disc, they called it.
No risk disc. Like, you can buy it, and if you have a problem with it, you can return it.
Right.
But it's just like, they're like, no, you're going to love this album. And it's just like, we don't even get that here in Canada. It's nice to know that, you know, somebody saw us in at South by Southwest, and they kind of, you know.
And we also got seen by some agent from California.
No, that's true as well, yeah. So,
yeah, we're taking our first trip there.
We'll be booked in January to play down there.
Yeah,
I don't think you can go there with expectations of anything huge happening. But because we didn't know. I had never been, and when there's 1,600 so bands or whatever it is, or 1,200, you just have to kind of enjoy it and play. And we played five times, I think, while we were there.
Yeah, I think you just have to make the best of the opportunity given to you. I mean, you know, just you can't. It's like anything. You can't go in expecting anything. It's just like hope for the best, and if it happens, it happens. If not, have a great time playing your music, and I think that's how you have to go through it.
Yeah. Has the U.S. opened up at all? I know I saw the big, there was a big full page ad in No Depression, but was the record even reviewed in there?
In No Depression, not that I know of. It was reviewed in Uncut in Europe, but you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard. I mean, if you know, we're a small band from Canada, and like you'd hope that you'd make it, but you can't really control any of that.
Yeah,
we're really starting now to direct energy towards it. More focused, I think, than we have in the past. We've been kind of, we have been to Europe and here in Canada, but the record will be kind of re-released in the States, hopefully in January. And we are, our first real tour of, well, at least the coast, which we're shaping up now, will be early in the winter. So hopefully that opens some things up for us. We don't know. But the first show we're going down in Santa Barbara looks like it's a kind of this big monthly showcase, I think, or bi-weekly thing. And that's one of the ladies we had met. It's called Sings Like Hell. And apparently it's a really great thing. So hopefully we can build a tour around that, and then we can keep going back because, you know, we know we have to get down there to spread the word.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be too tough. I mean, Ambassador, it's such an amazing record. It was number one here on this show. And, yeah.
Thanks for that.
It's a treat. Oh, we have to talk about packaging, though. You've your first album, Tin Type, it's recently got the mainstream packaging release. Huh. How has that gone over?
Pretty good. We had, I don't think. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's distributed. Well, I mean, Ambassador gets distributed through. Well, our label is Six Shooter, but it gets distributed through Warner. But the Tintype release is through Outside, and so different company. But I think they're doing a pretty admirable job of getting it in the stores and stuff.
Yeah, and the one thing was to make it by hand has just been really too cumbersome, time consuming, and all of that. We still do it. And we're going to do a different packaging, actually, as well for Ambassador. We're going to do a limited edition as well. But the whole thing is, it's like, with us touring as much as we are, we don't have the time to actually go and do that. So it's just like, okay, we actually bit down, like, okay, fine, we'll make a digipack for Tintype. And they put it in stores for us as well. So
yeah, it was also a matter of stores not being able to really take the little paper bag.
Right.
They wouldn't, so we had to have something that could go. And I mean, you know, we offer the option. We still do have a few left on tour right now of the originals, but you know, they're both there. So, because we're trying to keep up with making them as much as we can. But yeah, it's been a crazy 6 months of, you know, if you have 2 minutes to do it, maybe put a couple stickers on some things, and then you got to go to pack your bags and leave again. So,
well, the original thing is, it's easily the coolest CD package of all time. Nice. Although the new one is a whole lot more convenient because, like, to play the thing out of the little one, I mean, you got to have an extra, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to actually yank that little thing out of that little plastic sleeve.
Well, we have heard stories of people's car stereos being jammed up with that little thing, and a couple older stereos won't play it right. So.
But it went through many different little phases. Like, it hasn't changed shape or size or anything like that. But, like, yeah, you have you probably have the one that was one of the first couple hundred or whatever, where it has a plastic sleeve
right
slides in, right?
Yeah.
And even before that, it actually had a paper envelope that we did.
Ooh.
Which took us way too long, and then finally I found like these little sticky things that are nubs,
right?
And you can just take it off and slap it on.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, it's makes it, you know what I mean, like, it's, yeah, it's kind of matured.
So how many different little photos are there?
At the beginning,
there
quite
was a lot at the very beginning. Yeah, there's actually some. I would like to find one day. I don't know who has 100. What.
Well, I have two of them, and they both have different stuff in them.
Well, the original 100, I'll tell you that. The original 100 have spelling mistakes.
Ooh.
And they all have different photos.
Like a record player was in there, and there's. Yeah, we were cutting.
They have all,
like,
different ones.
Like odd shaped pictures. I was thinking, yeah, we didn't think we'd ever have to do any more of them. So it didn't matter. Like, okay, blah, blah, blah.
We'll just make, yeah.
And then at some point, we had to go with, you know, some standard kind of photos and squares, and because now it's almost like there we do it in phases. Like, there's a total system of the tape cutting, and it has streamlined quite a bit compared to the beginning of us. There's a night where we were to send out, I guess, 200 promos. This was the big push for, we're gonna get a tour and we're gonna send out all these promos, probably the ones that you got, actually. I'm not sure if that would have been the time, but we're up all night just trying to finish off all these CDs. It was outstanding.
Now the two shots that are in the new version, are they did these change at all?
Or no,
the standard two.
Yeah.
They could change it, like, for the next run of them, but for the ones that we made, these ones, that's the photos that come with that one. So
are they anybody you know?
It's my great grandmother and my great uncle.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nifty thing. Yeah, even it's not quite as homemade, but still a nifty little thing for sure.
Yeah, we tried to keep it as close as possible, but
it's kind of hard.
Some concessions that had to be made for it. So.
There's obviously a concerted effort to be a visual presence. Now, of course, it's odd to see you guys here now in the golf shirts and stuff. And
he's wearing golf shirts.
I got this shirt for free at South by Southwest. Thank you, Vice Magazine.
Do you have fashion role models?
Fashion.
Right.
Catholic,
I don't know if we have
school.
Role. Yeah, I guess so. Well, we wore uniforms in school, so it's no different than going to any other work we've ever had to do. But I don't know. It started on a Halloween thing where we dressed up and we had, like, top hats. Well, you had a bowler hat, I had a top hat, and it really just stuck ever since. It was like, you know, let's do it up.
And it just feels like I'm like back in high school when we were like, you know, going to school and you're in your uniform. It was like the most comfortable thing. You didn't have to think about where you're dressing or going into. All you do is just you put on your uniform and you go to school. And so it's just like for us when we actually go play, it's just like it's really simple. We're not trying to make any fashion statements or anything like that. It's just like we're out there to play our music, and our music's the most important thing, as opposed to like, oh, what do I need to wear right now? I got to put on this amazing shirt, or else, you know, I'm not going to be cool.
And in high school, you could wear the same pants every day and no one would know, which is still the same now. How many pairs of black pants do you need? One. But yeah, it's just kind of stuck ever since. But if you want to see real fashion, you got to check out the Corb Lund outfits.
I bet. It's been a while since I've seen Corb, and he's sort of gone through the roof since then. Yeah. So I can imagine what
it is through the roof. It's like they're just whipping it up. It's really, really nice.
Fans are rabid. It's pretty nice.
And well, of course, the big show tomorrow night is sold out. So if you don't have tickets, you're out of luck.
Can we get in?
Yeah.
They'll let us in. Yeah. And we found out it was sold out. And that's what's kind of happening at West. So that should be really nice. It's going to be good.
All right, we should probably hear a little bit of Corb here. Here's not the most recent one. This is I still like this one better myself. $5 bill. Good. Another great sleeve too. Speaking of
Corb,
great sleeves,
riding the horse.
And yeah,
yeah.
The see bowl. Him as like a little kid. You can see his face, and you're like, yeah, that's Corb.
So. Yeah. Well, here he is for $5 bill, Mr. Corb Lund.
It's a whiskey, you a villain, you've been my downfall. It kicked me of a government, but I love you for all. Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, well, I think I may die.
Full-bodied lager as much as the next hard-working man. The taste of suds while dealing stud, I can surely understand. The trucker's speed, and yes indeed, it's nearly getting light. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. You can fish for bass and cut your grass and drink that purple gas. Sure enough, but the powerful stuff that'll knock you on your ass. It's like diesel fuel, nobody's fool, don't wanna get left behind. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead and them that's left are spoiling for a fight. Well, who'd have thunk we'll quit drinking drunk? Now boys, don't spare the rye. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. I've been splitting eights and hitting my straights in the card rooms of the world. Chasing skirt and getting hurt, but now I got a card playing girl. Man, she gets excited when the deal don't come out right. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead and them that's left are spoiling for a fight. Well, who the thunk we get jackass drunk, the boys don't spare the ride. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Well, I heard it said that you can get some heat in Irish pubs. Serving Jameson's to an orange man or Bushmills to his cuz. Well, here's what you do, Tullamore do, you can meet them both halfway. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, they've been drinking beer all day. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead and them that's left are spoiling for a fight. Well, who'd thunk we'll quit drinking drunk, now boys don't spare the rye. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry.
Hey folks, this is Corb Lund, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, country and western.
Truth comes out as the fire burns low. It comes to light as only embers glow. The whiskey talks, the west wind moans in the night. The dead falls gathered and the branches are cut. The kindling crackles and the smoke curls up. The small sticks catch and the bigger stuff will burn. Chinook dies down as the dark descends, and the pine is burned and the ash is cleansed. The message smolders, is lost but finally sent. Well, Connor says she never seen the cougar so bold. They're coming in the yard and they're stealing young colts, and they drag him in the brush with the claws sunk in their nose. The weather's been funny 30 years or so. The winter's got warm and not as much snow. Hear the big cats coming, cause there's nowhere left to go. You gotta look out for bear when you're fishing on Lee's Creek. They'll come round the bend and they'll make your knees weak. There's grizzlies where there was no grizzly bears before. From the ghosts from the graves, the grandfathers tell us that the mouths of the caves, only old chiefs older than Jesus can save us now. For lucky, white man light a big fire, stay cold. The red man's warmer, but the old man's old. The antelope seeks the buffalo in the night. Yeah, the antelope mourns the buffalo in the night. Look out there when you're fishing on Lee's Creek. They'll come round the bend and they'll make your knees weak. There's grizzlies where there was no grizzly bears before. The truth comes out as the fire burns low. It comes to light as only embers glow. The antelope mourns the buffalo in the night.
Hey, welcome back to the Twang Trust here, kids. That was Cor Blund from the new one. What's the new one called?
Hair in My Eye.
Like a Highland Steer.
Yeah. Yep. And we heard one from the old one. $5 bill. We heard Time Switched to Whiskey. Yes, indeed. And and The Truth Comes Out from the new one. Ah, yes. So you're listening to a lot of Corb. What's spinning in the CD players on the road these days?
We do have this XM satellite radio, which we're still trying out. You know, we got a free 1 year subscription, so it's good in Northern Ontario. And there's no radio.
What do we buy? But
CD wise,
Dylan.
Yeah.
Really good. And I still love Loving the Path.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, what else do we have? I like the new Richard Buckner. That's heavy.
Oh yeah.
Do you have the Deep Dark Woods out of Saskatoon? They're a Saskatoon band that I really like.
No.
I have it in the car right now, but they're outstanding.
Black Roses, this little comedy duo, a couple of girls who, they're really hilarious. They have a CD that we like to listen to.
What else? You have NQ.
NQ. Yeah, NQ.
John Ray and the River, and I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, Hackensaw Boys, the Virginia Bluegrass, and what else? Oh, well, there's always Will Centromatics in the car right now, too, which is a great record.
Yeah.
They're awesome, and we met them actually down in, saying Texas, but it was Spain.
Yeah,
I think
they're from
Texas. Yeah,
they're from
when we were playing in Madrid, they said to Casey,
You ever been to Albuquerque, New Mexico? And Casey's like, no. And we're in Madrid. He's like, this is Albuquerque.
That's what it was, yeah.
It's amazing to me how stuff like you guys go over so big in Europe. It doesn't seem like the kind of stuff that that would relate, but it does.
I think it's like anything, though. I mean, there's
kind of the alternative to what you know most dance. Of them, most yeah, of what you yeah. hear over there.
Because yeah. there's huge dance clubs and stuff like that, but at the same time, there's all these like there's like this one little small little club that we played in Barcelona that was just like. Amazing, you know what I mean? It's just like, and these people are actually go and search out the music, so that's what they're, you know, that's what they're looking for. So,
despite the sort of reputation Europeans have for their Euro trash, like disco stuff, we managed to spend 6 weeks there without hearing any of it.
Yeah,
like
in Europe they have both kinds of music, Euro and trash. Yeah.
We're glad we're imported.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thanks so much for coming down tonight, you guys. I should let you run because hip them to the fact that Amy Milan is playing tonight at the West End Cultural Center. That show going to be starting in about 10 minutes. So we should all run and do what we have to do and go see. And lots of opening, I think. There's Mayor McCaw is a scheduled opener, but apparently Jenny Whiteley, actually two of the Whiteley family are playing in Amy's band, and I believe Jenny's actually doing a little set as well.
Nice.
So plenty of good stuff at the West End tonight. And still time to get down there. So I think we'll play something from Amy's album. And then we'll let you guys run away.
Well, thanks.
Thanks again for having us.
Appreciate well, thanks it, so much Thank for you. Coming by. It was a super treat.
And thanks and for we'll playing both types of music.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do my best.
Euro and trash?
Honey from the Tombs is Amy Milan's solo outing. She of Stars fame, of course. And yeah, run on down there. You can still get in. And thank you, Elliot Brood, so much.
All right. Thanks. See you soon.
Take care.
When I wake up, you're still gone. And all the water in you is putting out fire in me. And all the miles have no sympathy. And then tomorrow door and I forget it all. I forget that I spend every night thinking of your hands, trying to make myself understand that I will love you anyway. Yeah, keep on loving you anyway. Look around, but you're nowhere. And I don't know if I can pick up. 'Cause when I wake up, you're still gone. Thank you.
there's no light. You're so miserable in the morning. Will you wait up for me? It's sorted and I can't find my feet. And you've got lips I could spend a day with. Skinny boy, some love, some prostitution. Some denial, some doubt, some dance. They're coming with cigarettes through the back door. And there you are on the fence. With those lips I could spend a day with.
It's been so long.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Show's over. Yeah. Well, how about that? We finally got Elliot Brood in here, kids. That was fun. Ah, and you can see them tomorrow night if you're lucky enough to already have a ticket for the show. Yes, Elliot Brood opening up for Cor Blund tomorrow at the Garrick Theater. And, well, hey, if you don't have a ticket, just head on down to the High and Lonesome Club tomorrow night after the show. Because they got campfire night. You know, nobody's scheduled, but you never know who's going to show up. That's a hint. That's a big ol' hint for you, kids. Ah, yes. We'll see you next week if we don't see you sooner. Bye-bye.
Then move the trees. The copses nod. Wings flutter. Voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far from home.